Senator Lyle Hilliard has served as the senator for the district since 1984.
Well, the first time I ran against an incumbent Republican, and I won 70% to 30%. And since that time, this is the first time I've had a Republican run against me.
His opponent, Chris Wilson, says he's opposed to long terms of service in political office.
I believe a lot of the issues we're having on a federal level, and to a lesser extent, but still a problem with state and local officials, is with career politicians. And I believe we need to have term limits, and I'm committed to work on that if I'm elected in the 25th district.
Hilliard and Wilson have many similarities. They're both natives of Cache Valley, where they raised their families and built their businesses, Hilliard a law firm and Wilson a car dealership. Both men are concerned with the economic development of the area, though they have different perspectives on how to best develop the rural economy. Senator Hilliard says his experience and relationships with leaders in the state put him in a strong position to help Utahns through economic growing pains.
When this tax reform thing hit, the leadership came to me and said, listen, you know this thing better than anybody. You've done budgets, you've done revenue, you understand taxes. We need you here to get through this transition.
Mr. Wilson says Senator Hilliard has made mistakes in the past.
I did not support the tax reform bill that they, I think, pushed way too quickly. And it was obvious the public did not want it either, where the poll in the state of Utah was 60% of the people were against the sales tax reform bill. But our legislative leaders and other leaders in the state decided to go ahead and push it through anyway.
The Republican primary is scheduled for June 30th and will be conducted by mail-in ballot only. More information about the candidates can be found on upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.